treating zombies, advanced degrees in nursing, and a look at antipsychotics and overuse in nursing home settings. Plus, we have an interview with Ann Robinson, a discussion about attending professional conferences for nurses. If that's what you're looking for, you found it. It's The Nursing Show. Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. I'd like to welcome all of you to the program this week and always urge you to head over and follow up on the information here and also find other great information for nurses, for students in nursing, for those that just want to learn more about the nursing profession. You'll find all of that over at nursingshow.com. I urge you to head over there and check out all the articles that are posted throughout the course of each week. Of course, the show notes links, which you'll find a link to the show notes right at the top of the page, so you can follow up on news items or tips presented in the show each week. And of course, always a lot of other good stuff for you over there at the Nursing Show site, including an ability to sign up for our Nursing Show newsletter and get links and information sent to you directly by email. All of that's available at nursingshow.com. So I hope you'll follow up on that. If you'd like to get back in touch with me with any comments or questions, suggestions for future episodes, or maybe I made a mistake, you need to make a correction, whatever the case may be, get in touch with me and reach me by email at nursingshow@gmail.com. You can also find me over on Twitter and Facebook under the handle Podmedic, P-O-D-M-E-D-I-C, and that's twitter.com/podmedic and facebook.com/podmedic. And of course, take some time and become a fan of The Nursing Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/nursingshow. Just click the like button at the top of the page and you can be in touch with me throughout the course of the week between the shows as I post articles, links to other things I find interesting, asking questions of you, the listeners and viewers here of The Nursing Show, and occasionally posting special video segments. All of that you'll find over at The Nursing Show fan page, facebook.com/nursingshow. Time now to go ahead and check in for this week's news. And I'm going to start off with a news item I found that kind of relates back to Nurses Week, which was a couple of weeks ago. I hope you had a good Nurses Week and celebrated appropriately. But I was looking around and found an article headline that just caught my eye. Zombie game bites into biases about nursing. Good alliteration for those of you that are English majors out there. I like good writing, and it's an interesting title. It caught my eye. What about this zombie game and nursing? Most zombie games I've ever seen, you blast the zombies with various types of hardware, cutting them up, shooting them, whatever the case may be. Well, this is a game about nurses and promoting nursing from the University of Calgary's nursing program in Qatar. Now, Qatar is a country in the Middle East on the Persian Gulf, and it has a nursing program, and they're trying to overcome some common biases about what it is to be a nurse, how nurses operate, male and female nurses, and want to overcome some of those things in a creative way. So they created this game, which I have to say is a blast. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a game you're going to play for hours and hours. So if you're just looking for something, just take a look at, I would urge you to follow up on the link in the show notes to this game. Just give it a shot. You can spend 30 seconds to a minute, 2 minutes on it just to have some fun. It's goofy. My kids love it. You should check it out. But it does show nurses in a different light. We don't shoot the zombies in this game. The nurses grab the zombies and treat the zombies so that they're cured. What a novel approach. So nurses doing what nurses do best, treating the whole patient, not saying you're a zombie and can never be redeemable by society. We're just going to shoot you in the head. No, we're going to go ahead and treat those zombies. Not only that, but there are male and female nurses. There are shift changes. It's day shift and night shift. It's just a lot of fun. And I would urge you to check it out. There's a link in the show notes to the article and also directly to the game so you can check it out for yourself. It's a lot of fun. You can play it online and it just takes a few minutes. So if you just want to see something, try it out, check it out, and you'll find a link in the show notes. Next up, we have an article talking about advanced degrees and nurses. This is from the Des Moines Register.com, but it's basically looking at how many advanced practice nurses there are in the United States, in the state of Iowa, and what do they need in the future from advanced practice nurses. Depending on where you live in the country, we all know that advanced practice nurses have various levels of what they can and can't do and how independently they can operate. That hopefully will change over time. Certainly, there has been compelling evidence and reports that point out that advanced practice nurses provide safe and competent care for patients at all levels that they're operating in, and I think that that's going to continue to be the case. 240,000 advanced practice nurses in the United States currently, and that includes 144,000 nurse practitioners, 69,000 clinical nurse specialists, 14,000 serving as nurse practitioners and clinical nurse specialists simultaneously. We have 13,000 nurse midwives and 32,000 nurse anesthetists. So that's a lot. There are opportunities to bring advanced practice nurses into many of our current treatment settings and provide a different type of care than the patients are currently getting and do what nurses do best, which is treat the whole patient, focus on prevention and wellness rather than acute care, and try to get these patients on a better track so that they don't continue to need acute healthcare services all the time. So again, managing patients with chronic illnesses, managing patients before they get chronic illnesses, all of these things are certainly important ways that nurse practitioners can operate. And especially in the primary care setting, there's certainly ample evidence that there is opportunity for nurses to operate there as advanced practice nurses. So there needs to be more opportunities to train to advanced practice, and that seems to be continuing to increase, but there are still opportunities that to improve that as well. So be aware of what's going on in your state and area, in your location. Be in contact with your state nursing association, knowing what is coming up before your state nursing board as far as changes to the Nurse Practice Act in your state, and be proactive about getting out there and promoting the fact that we can have an opportunity to be more open with the way we manage and license what advanced practice nurses can and can't do. Finally, just an interesting article that I found that looks at the use of certain types of medications in the nursing home setting, in the long-term care setting. And it found that about 1 in 7 elderly patients in nursing homes were on some kind of atypical antipsychotic medication. This is something that is concerning because these patients are often have comorbid factors that these medications would put them at increased risk for death. There are a lot of concerns. Of course, we look at polypharmacy across the board, especially in elderly patients. You know, when you start looking at this cascade of potential side effects and you start looking at what's going on with the patient, sometimes we're just giving them another medication to treat a side effect that we could have treated by just lowering the dose of a previous medication or changing that medication. Or in a lot of cases, I think you could probably remove these patients from those medications and manage their problem in another way. So I would urge you to, again, always with your patients, revisit what medications they're taking and really look at that list carefully and talk to the prescribers, talk to the clinical specialists, and try to figure out if there isn't a way to wean patients off of some of these meds so they're not taking so much. And let's get the polypharmacy problem under control. And also, of course, deal with these patients who are having these problems where they're taking all of these antipsychotic medications in a situation where they're just taking whatever med they're given. Somebody's prescribed them these meds because it makes them easier to deal with, not necessarily because it's helpful to the patient. It's sometimes more helpful to the staff. And that's not how we're supposed to be treating patients. So we need to really examine these things carefully and speak up when there's a problem and a concern about our patients. You can find links to everything we talk about in this and every other article, and I urge you to follow up on the information in this episode and in other episodes. You can, of course, find all of that over at nursingshow.com, and I would make sure that you definitely check out and follow up on these links. This week, I wanted to bring out a segment that we recently recorded while attending the NTI 2011 conference in Chicago. Do want to thank Physio-Control for sponsoring our trip out there, and also everybody at NTI for making it just a wonderful trip and showing us around and making a room available for us to do our Insights in Nursing episode that we recorded. You can check out that special episode over at insightsinnursing.com. But I also got a chance to record a couple of other segments with some great nurses that I know and was able to pick up and hook up with, including Ann Robinson. A lot of you may know Ann from her attendance as a panelist on Insights in Nursing. You may also know that Ann is one of the executive producers that come with us when we go to different healthcare-related conferences and produce live programming from those conferences. Ann is one of the executive producers that comes in, makes sure we're getting everything squared away and get the information correct. And Ann was attending this conference with me, and I got her on the show, and we talked a little bit in this segment about what we look for at a conference. And I got to talk with her about what she saw at this particular critical care nurses conference and some of the things she saw while on the exhibit hall floor. Hi, this is Jamie Davis. We are here at one of those amazing nursing conferences that happen all over the place. We're here thanks to Physio Control bringing us in to help us get out and see what's going on with you, the nurses in the field. And of course, I have my good friend Ann Robinson here, one of our executive producers and a nurse extraordinaire in her own right. Ann, so welcome to the nursing show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So one of the things I'm always struck by when we come to these types of conferences is the just amazing opportunities. And I know when you were talking, we were coming into the exhibit hall and just looking at all of the things that were set up and ready to go on for the nurses that are attending. It occurs to me that there's still a lot of nurses that don't get to some of these conferences. And what are they missing out on? And I know you were really excited walking in. What were some of your thoughts as you came into the hall today?
Well, there's so much new technology that is out there for us to use in our practice for us people that do come to these conferences to take the information back to their facilities, their agencies, and share with their fellow coworkers. And just with such the drive behind patient safety and providing high quality of care, there's so many ways, and this floor is full of those ideas, very innovative. A lot of best practices out there, and just opportunities for us to take them back to our practice.
And one of the things I always like is just the networking. You know, the people you meet at these conferences that aren't the people, the coworkers you run into every single day. So you have an opportunity to get somebody else's perspective, some other agency's policies and procedures perspective, because there's that organizational customs and organizational bias that different places bring to the table, but you get to have create a mentorship relationship with people that when you go back home, you're able to reach out and talk to that person. If you're having a problem, it's likely that another nurse has had a similar problem and has already solved it.
Correct. And I think sometimes we kind of get caught in our own niche and our own agency doing the same thing that we've done over and over again. And coming here, meeting people, and then getting that opportunity and connecting up with them to share those best practices. Like you said, if you have to create a new policy or procedure or implementing a new safety technique, go out there and reach out to the people that you met at these conferences. Pull out your conference material and go remember those presentations you went to and what can you do to then connect back up with those people. And they, yeah. You know, people have figured this out. So again, just do your work based on what's already been done.
And don't reinvent the wheel.
Correct.
And save yourself the work. I mean, I think one of the things I love about working with nurses and being a nurse is that part of my training really taught me to work smart, to be very targeted and trying to get as much done, multitasking. And part of that is coming to the conference, there's so many different goals you can achieve by coming to one event. And you have the ability to get continuing education. You have the ability to increase your certification level. If you're going to a specialty conference, you can, you know, become certified in your specialty. There's opportunities, of course, as we talked about, for networking. And really, like the research that has come out at some of these events that are improving the outcomes for our patients and really finding out that the things we're doing as nurses is making a significant difference for patients.
And the other thing that some of these conferences offer are different award ceremonies and really honoring nurses that are excelling at so many different places within healthcare.
Recognition is so important.
And we don't often, you know, as nurses, we're really good at taking care of other people.
Right.
But we often miss the boat on taking care of ourselves. So it's great when organizations can put together an event and give us an opportunity to give ourselves a pat on the back and recognize those of us that are, you know, really reaching above and beyond.
Right.
So when you look at a conference, do you have a plan when you go to one of these things? When you have gone in the past and you say, I'm going to do this, this, and this, how much do you plan, or do you just kind of go and wing it?
I would be more the planner.
I would find that about you. See, I tend to be more the guy who wings it, but that probably doesn't surprise you either.
No, not at all. No, I would have the book all laid out ahead of time, circled in red or highlighted with my map and my plan of where I was going to go.
You've highlighted everything. You've got the pages tabbed.
Oh, yes. And I would have my notebook right there with me taking notes.
You have a schedule.
Oh, I have a schedule, yes.
So there's no free time for Anne when you're going to the conferences.
No, but I do allow free time to walk around the exhibit hall. And, I mean, that is just an experience in itself. And it's not always open for the entire conference, so you definitely have to block that time into your schedule.
And there's so much to see and do. And one of the things I like, and a trend that's really come about in recent years, is some of the bigger vendors have been starting to institute education.
Correct.
As part of their exhibit hall. So not just the conference education that you get, but there's continuing education opportunities in the exhibit hall. And like I said, we've been brought here by Physio-Control. We're in the Physio-Control booth, and they have some great learning content, and we've been happy that they've been able to sponsor us for this event and also for other things that we do. But they're really driven by providing top quality educational content. And I think that's something that people don't understand is always available in the exhibit hall. But lately, there's been more and more of that.
Right. And I'm also seeing that they're bringing a lot of the research in and showing new tools and new equipment based on the research, allowing then people to get hands-on time with the new equipment. And so you can really see, would this work in my agency? And then knowing that it's based by and backed by good sound research.
Yeah, I always like an opportunity to play with the toys. You know, yes. Get my hands on some new piece of equipment, some new piece of technology, and you can get somebody to send you an email, you can get a link to a website, you can go and look. It's not the same as getting your hands on that brand new bariatric bed and saying, wow, this really is going to change the way I care for those obese patients, and that this has this functionality, that functionality, and we're going to make it easier to move this patient around, make it easier for the patient to move themselves. And there's so many things like that that are going on in different places. That's just one example. But those types of things, you really need to be at the conference to get a hands-on look. Plus, sometimes you get a sneak peek at some things that are on the horizon.
Right. And I always like to find that vendor that is a homegrown idea, that is probably a bedside nurse that created it because they found a way to make life easier or simple, and they've created an equipment or something amazing to use. And so I'm always looking out for what those things are.
So I think, you know, the end thought here is you need to be an active participant and member of your professional nursing organization for your specialty, and you need to plan at least occasionally to get out to these events. If you can't do it every year, not everybody can, but I think, you know, every other year or every couple of years, you should be making an effort to attend these events and get an opportunity to come in and rejuvenate your nursing focus. I think it's one of the things I get out of this, talking to other nurses. I become much more excited about being a nurse than the same old I run into back at home.
Yes.
Well, Anne, it's always great to have you on the show. We're hoping to make this a more regular thing, to bring you on as a special guest, probably our correspondent, our remote correspondent, Anne, who will be able to give us some more information. But in the meantime, if you want to catch up with Anne, you can find her on Twitter, @CaringAnne with an E. And it's always going to be exciting to have Anne here on The Nursing Show. I want to remind everybody to make sure you can catch up on some of the links and things and information we talked about in The Nursing Show and on The Nursing Show website at nursingshow.com. So find the show notes link there, and you can find everything we talk about in this episode over there. And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Nursing Show. I want to thank everybody for checking out the show. I also want to thank Anne Robinson for a great trip to Chicago and joining me at the NTI 2011 conference there and being on the show and talking a little bit about her experiences.
And we'll be seeing a lot more of Ann. We're going to be including her in some upcoming programming on the ProMed Network and some things here associated with the nursing show and over at Insights in Nursing as well. So we'll find more of Ann here coming up soon in the future, I can promise you. In the meantime, I do want to remind you to follow up on the information, the news items, and other things covered in this episode, including links to some of the things we talked about with Ann. And you'll find all of that over in at the site nursingshow.com, including links to everything we've discussed and how to sign up for the newsletter and get things like that sent to you. All the links can be sent to your email address, for instance. You can also find links to our Facebook fan page and a whole lot more all over at nursingshow.com. If you'd like to get back in touch with me, you can reach me by email. Send those emails in to nursingshow@gmail.com. And you can also catch up with me under the handle PodMedic at most social media sites. So facebook.com/PodMedic, twitter.com/PodMedic. And of course, don't forget, become a fan of the Facebook page over the Nursing Show Facebook page, facebook.com/nursingshow. Click the like button right there at the top of the page and become a fan of the Nursing Show on Facebook. That's it for me. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show with some music, and we'll have Johanna Staley send us on the way today. Johanna has been a great supporter of podcasts with her great music, and we thank her for letting us play these songs on the show. We're going to have the song Nothing I Would Change this week, so check it out, and if you like what you hear, you'll find a link to Johanna in the show notes. Let her know you heard it here on The Nursing Show, and show your support for her by checking out her site, and if you want, purchasing some of her music. There's a link there that'll take you to iTunes, so you can do just that. I'm Jamie Davis. I'll be back soon with another episode here from The Nursing Show, including next week another segment recorded at NTI, this time talking about some of the new things on the horizon for care for critical care post-cardiac arrest patients, including therapeutic hypothermia, some of the things you might need to know about this new treatment program that in many cases is being applied in a couple of different ways. So we're going to talk about that with Nicole Kupchick coming up next week on the show, and I urge you to check back with that. I'm Jamie Davis. I'll be back soon. In the meantime, please remember to stay safe and stay tuned here to The Nursing Show. Take care.
Change it.